Our brand new page that Laura and I just built, we just got done. Is it going to work? We have to go to development, deploy. Let's see. Good, beautiful morning. How's it going today? This is Mike Pyatt with Profit It Pro with Sarah Pyatt, Mihai Mitz, Rio, Laura, the team. Building a digital marketing agency, helping clients do YouTube ads, Google Organic, plus we're building a software on Bubble IS ourselves to help us post on social media. I'm going to make that public as it goes. So we're documenting our journey and our lessons of building a business. I stayed up late, had a lot of ideas that got back from a family outing. So I got back and had tons of ideas, stayed up super late, I'm super tired, but I'm ready to go, I'm pumped. No matter what, even if I got a minute of sleep, I'm still ready to go make major progress, no matter what, to find a way. And I'm honored that you're on the journey as well to learn and grow profit and prosperity together. So let's go. Right now, just talking to a client, just chatting with Mihai. And get ready for the team meeting. And also, I need to hydrate as well because I just woke up.
You're just like my family too. They always call me the wrong name too. It's always funny. I'm gonna say whoever you are.
Yeah, no, I got this habit because after me it was always Mitz and I was saying Mitz's name.
True. Okay, basically, software, yeah, drop downs, multiple, I can't even read my handwriting. Oh yeah, so big insight, multiple people. So they have profiles, name, description, scores, and then like they have past work that they did, you know, that you can see.
Spent all day working on this new place to capture to-dos and stuff. It's gonna be pretty sweet.
Yeah, Mihai said that the to-do management thing to build would be a waste of time, but I figure that I'd build it. Because I think it's going to be worth it in the long term. Yes, I'm not actually doing the task that I need to do per se. I'm building a management system to organize those tasks. But the thing is, when you collaborate with others, you can, you know, you need that kind of stuff online. But when you're doing the to-dos yourself, you can just have it in your head or anywhere. But when you're working with others, you know, you guys need it all in a central location that all be edited, real time, work with, etc., etc. So that's why I'm building that. Kind of reminds me of the story from Stephen Covey from his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, where he says like two people are racing to cut down a tree. They start at the exact same time. And one of them doesn't actually start cutting the tree right away. They start sharpening their saw. And the other guy just starts, you know, cutting the tree right away. So the other guy's like gets a head start. He looks like he's in the lead, but the other guy is just sharpening his saw. But then when he starts, you see where the story goes, then he cuts it a lot faster and actually wins. Even though the other guy looks like he's in the lead because he's doing more first, getting more done a little bit faster. But long term, the guy with the sharper saw can cut more trees and faster and be actually more effective and more efficient. So that's why I want to build this project management built-in thing, because I do have a lot of different ideas, both big picture and small picture. And yeah, I want to work with others because the more I realize it, like, this is going to be a big project. I mean, ideally in long term, I want to have like a close, like ninja, just accelerated team of like 7, maybe 10 max people, but just really like, you know, really smart people. So that's like the long term goal. Build it one by one. First, me and Mihai, Sarah, Laura, etc., whoever can jump in and collaborate. So I usually don't use any like project management tools. And, you know, yes, there's tons out there, Basecamp, Anastasia. You name it, there's hundreds of them, Monday, whatever. And I usually just always use like Google Drive and Google Excel because they're online, super simple. You can customize them to whatever you need, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, just never really used one those other ones in the past. They never worked out for me. They never got updated, et cetera. But this time, building my own project management intake tool and management tool, I think it's going to work a lot better. We'll see. Worth the risk because I'm building it and I can shape it to however I want, and you better believe it, if I build it, I'm definitely going to use it. And again, I can shape it to what I want in terms of the project with all the social media, etc. So I think it's going to be a really cool feature. It'll probably be added publicly to the software as well, so another added value bonuses, an all-in-one thing to manage your entire like media company, your media presence with the social Omnizer tool. And yeah, on this vlog, on this channel, I and myself and the team are gonna keep giving you updates, insights on it, apply to your business. Plus, if you wanna use the software, you'll be able to use it as well. So hope you got a lot out of that. I'll talk to you again soon. Laura is typing. Hey, Laura. You'll never guess what I just learned how to do. Drag and drop technology. All right, I showed Laura the ropes, and now she's applying what she learned. Healthy food break in between, gotta stay healthy. Carrots, inspired by Violet this past weekend. Right now, Laura's coding in this critical piece to be able to add of each of these lists a new box around the box. You'll see what I mean in a second. This is gonna be huge. Get ready for our brand new page. Is it going to work? Our brand new page that Laura and I just built, we just got done. Is it going to work? We have to go to development, deploy. Let's see. Got some.
Will it work?
Deploying the next version. Back. Refresh.
Right, we got something going.
Wow, that was a false alarm. False alarms. Please stand by.
Take a moment of silence.
Okay, guys, you can add stuff in each of these boxes. Okay.
Try it out.
They are still debugging. We got something to work, but now we have to get it to work the other way.
Update. I finally got the repeating groups to work. Finally. Took me 12 hours to create that page, and took me 1 hour to learn the technology of repeating groups, and then yeah, another 12 hours just to put it all together. So yeah, if you want success, you gotta put in the work, make it happen, no matter what. It comes with sacrifice, that's what most people don't tell you, but if you do it, you can definitely get success. Now, I'll share with you what that repeating group means and the drag and drop stuff and the project stuff in the next vlog. It's super late, I'm super tired, but we did it. So now I will tell you how it all works and how it can help you grow your business and life. So stay tuned in the next vlog and we'll talk again there. Cheers.